morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Gary, your story is an amazing story. Do tell it to us. Are you graduating this afternoon?
Graduating this afternoon, Frank, yes. I went back to Queen's last year and studied for an MA in creative writing in the English department. So graduated there, graduating today, but I did pretty well. So actually so glad now that I took the opportunity to pursue the course, because I did think a lot about it due to my various health issues. So, it's been the culmination of a long, long, hard road, but so glad that I stuck it out.
Yeah, do tell us about it, because it's a 16,000 word dissertation.
Yeah, it was a dissertation.
Based on your life, a turbulent childhood, growing up in the troubles, and of course coping with the illness. You've overcome cancer.
Well, that's it, Frank. I thought, I was looking around for a dissertation subject. I write fiction, but I'd really enjoyed the life writing module on the course, and decided, talked it over with my tutors, and decided to go for a memoir. So I produced a 16,000 word memoir. Obviously, it's not misery lit. It's not cancer lit or anything like that. But obviously, it references my illness. I was diagnosed with leukemia in 2008, an incurable form of this particular blood cancer. That behaved itself for a couple of years until about 2010 or so. Then I had to begin chemotherapy. But in between then, I was diagnosed with a urological cancer, transitional cell carcinoma. So, as I say, I thought in many ways, writing's very cathartic, and I found it a really useful way of dealing with what's happened to me. Hopefully, if somebody else gets something out of it, well and good, But they seem to like it in Queens anyway, and... We'll see how it goes. I'm hoping in the meantime we can maybe get a publisher interested, but we'll see.
In terms of being a fiction writer, and people will be, Gary Hunter, people will be aware to a greater or lesser extent of this writer coming through. How much would it mean to you to totally establish yourself?
Oh, it would be. I think we all want that, Frank, but people who write, I think in a way, it's a way of justifying what you're doing. I know there's a lot of people who think, oh, you're sitting writing, and no matter how much you try to say, I'm actually thinking here, I'm working, But I think in many ways it would be such a sense of justification to achieve a book out of all this. And as I say, I would do quite a bit of work for Marie Curie and Macmillan Cancer Support, because these organizations have been very, very good to me, and it's a way of giving something back. If I can use my own story or parts of my own story to get it out there. And I think, as I mentioned earlier, writing, whether it's fiction, memoir, poetry, whatever, is a very, very cathartic exercise. And it's helped me so much in dealing with my condition.
You've been almost modest, if you don't mind me saying, regarding what you've overcome, Gary. You've sort of a triple whammy of illnesses, and you've such vibrance about you. It's uplifting on the countdown to Christmas, if you don't mind me saying.
Oh, thanks so much, Frank. That's very good of you. Very kind of you to say so. Thank you.
And I do hope you have just a wonderful afternoon at the graduation. A Christmas graduation ceremony can be a very special thing generally, but it's a heck of a date.
Yeah, well, I had to find an old suit, Frank, because I didn't expect to be alive by now, so I had to dig my one remaining suit out of the wardrobe, so there we go. Yeah.
But when you say that, it was that serious, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's very, you get used to living with they talk about median survival rates and all this sort of thing, but so you get used to, and it is a dreadful cliche, but one day at a time, but... Really, Frank, black humor gets you through so much. I attend Marie Curie Day Therapy, and black humor, black humor is rife, and but it is so uplifting, and so ultimately it's a way of transcending, the condition that you find yourself in. So that's what gets us through.
And do you generally take one day at a time? Is that the way you live your life?
I do my best. I would do my best. It doesn't always work that way. You know, life gets in the way. I've got grandchildren and life gets in the way and health issues. Like I'm fighting off it because of a compromised immune system. I have a pretty bad chest infection at the minute. So there's things like that. You know, as I say, it can be hard going sometimes. But on the upside, the grandkids stop me from being too sorry for myself.
Sound sorry for yourself at all. I know
it's really hard to be depressed when you've got a four-year-old, you know, saying, what are you worried about, Grandpa? Sure, you're baldy anyway. You know, you're talking about chemo or anything like that. So,
What a spirit. Seriously, a spirit. Yeah. What a spirit. really appreciate you coming on and at our invitation. And I respect what you're saying about helping those charities that you wanted to put the spotlight on as well. They've been so beneficial to you. And today, this afternoon's your afternoon with the graduation. Great speaking to you, Gary, and I do hope you get published.
Thanks so much, Frank. Lovely to talk to you too.
Thank you.
That's cheers, mate.
Gary Hunter there. Great. His work was published, facing up to a triple whammy of serious illnesses and taking one day at a time. I know we overuse this word sometimes about being inspired by having a chat with someone, but I think it's appropriate on this occasion. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning.